Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 6th of April. We start a brand new week. We are in Passion Week, just having passed Palm Sunday. I know everything seems off right now. It does for all of us. Those of us in itinerant ministry, I'm not traveling really at all. Most churches, I guess 99% in America, aren't meeting physically, so to observe the quarantine social distancing standards. And that means most of us are meeting online and or meeting just in our living room with our family or neighbors or just whatever we can come up with. And so because of that, I think it's a little easy, or it's maybe easy to forget the calendar, the Christian calendar, in a way that we normally would observe it. But here we are, heading headlong into Easter. My plan this week is I am going to be ministering a resurrection sermon, probably either from my office or my house. I'm going to record it this week. It's been on my heart for a couple of weeks, and then I'll be posting that. I'll tell you more about that as the week goes on. But normally, because I air things sequentially as we preach them, I don't air a specific resurrection sermon on Easter. If I'm preaching somewhere on Easter, which is actually not entirely common in itinerant ministry, because a lot of pastors don't give their pulpit out on Easter. If I do, then that sermon usually is 3, 4, 5 weeks behind the other sermons. And so it's kind of fun to think about ministering a resurrection sermon that I'm actually going to air on Easter. So hopefully you can look forward to that coming up at the end of this week. And we'll be making reference to Easter and those things as we go along this week and prepare ourselves for what is the highest of days for us believers, the concentration around the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. Life and resurrection life is the topic of the Easter week, and it is the topic of the Apostle Paul in this letter to the Corinthians. It was a theme he gets caught up in the latter stages of 1 Corinthians, and then he keeps coming back to it. Here we are in 2 Corinthians 5, and we see Paul coming back to this thought of an assurance of a resurrection. He's now using it as a way of showing, or really, I think more than saying an assurance of a resurrection, I think for Paul, this fifth chapter is an assurance of eternity, the assurance of an eternal life. And he doesn't claim that he necessarily knows what it looks like. He uses metaphors that a Jewish audience can understand. Their forefathers tabernacled in a wilderness, but we're looking for a promised land. Paul has used that illustration that we are a tent, that the real us is inside, the tent will be shed off, and we'll live on. And we talked about the walking by faith yesterday, verse 7 of chapter 5, how walking by faith, not by sight, is not a statement of just ignorance where you just go around and keep your eyes closed, and that's foolishness. But rather, that in regards to that which we can't prove, that which we can't see, something like the eternal dimension, we must accept it by faith because we're not going to be able to see it by sight. That leads to the very famous 8th verse. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. This statement is sort of the proof text that is used a lot. I've used it myself, used a lot to try and establish that what happens after we die is we go into the presence of the Lord. And contextually, I am more convinced of that than ever before, having spent some time with these first 7 or 8 verses of this chapter recently. And I believe that what Paul is telling us is that he has arrived at a place of confidence that what will happen when he dies, when his body is no more, is that he will, that's what he means by absent, is that he will be in the presence of the Lord. And as I said before, he doesn't claim to know what it looks like, and I don't think we should claim to know what it looks like to be absent from the body and then to be present with the Lord. But what we do know is that it's in his hands and we go back into the presence of the Eternal One whenever we're out of this body. That is to be absent from our body and to be present with the Lord. You could spiritualize it. I don't know. I'll throw it in. I'll let you determine what you would do with it. You could spiritualize it and say, the more at home you are in the body, the more separated you are from the consciousness of the Lord, and the more absent you are at being at home in the body, the more present you are in the presence of the Lord. I get it. I don't necessarily agree that that's the interpretation contextually, because it's been a physical interpretation, not just a spiritual one. I want to quote for you a theologian, Marcus Borg. He died just a few years ago, in fact, 2015. Marcus Borg said this. I wrote this quote down a while ago, and it's just one that fits right here in this study. I am confident that the one who has buoyed us up in life will also buoy us up through death. We die into God. What more that means, I do not know, but that is all I need to know. And I couldn't agree more. I'm confident that the one who gives me life, holds me up while I have a physical body, is the one who's going to hold me up when I die. Otherwise, what use is it to have God in our consciousness? Why would we even need to be aware of God while we're alive if it had nothing to do with us after we are dead? So the one who holds me up in life will hold me up in death. I die into him. And I agree with Marcus Borg. What more that means, I don't know, but it's all I need to know. And that's where I stand on this. I don't know what all it means, but I don't really think I need to know what all it means, particularly when you consider that I'm his and he is mine, I'm in him and he is in me, and that's where my confidence lies. I am confident and well-pleased. Why does Paul say well-pleased? Well, that'll be the focus of tomorrow's podcast. How could you be well-pleased to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord? We'll leave Corinthians to find the answer to this, but it's in another Pauline epistle, and we'll explore it together. I'll see you then. God bless.